Goldberg stressed. Obama can issue all the boilerplate statements supporting Israel's right to defend itself he wants, but until he accepts responsibility for allowing people like McPeak so close to his quest for the presidency, Obama's sincerity and judgment will remain open questions. Hamas endorses Obama. On April 13, 2006, Aaron Klein of WorldNet Daily and talk host John Batchelor interviewed Ahmed Youssef, the chief political advisor to the prime minister of Hamas, on ABC Radio. Youssef endorsed Barack Obama for president, saying, "We like Mr. Obama, and we hope that he will win the elections." Continuing, Youssef picked up the phrasing of Obama's campaign slogan calling for change. "I hope Mr. Obama and the Democrats will change the political discourse." He went on to say that Obama is like John Kennedy, a great man with a great principle, and he has a vision to change America, to make it in a position to lead the world community, but not with humiliation and arrogance. Responding to the news that Hamas had endorsed Obama, McCain told Fox News, "I think it's very understandable why Hamas would not want me to be president of the United States. So Senator Obama is favored by Hamas. I think people can make judgments accordingly." He added, "I think that the people should understand that I will be Hamas's worst nightmare." Obama spokesman Hari Savugan fired back a testy statement charging McCain had broken his word to run a respectful campaign. This type of politics of division and distraction not only leads to a campaign not worthy of the American people, but also has failed to help our families for too long, Savugan said, insisting Obama had already rejected Hamas's legitimacy. The Obama camp's reaction prompted Philip Klein, a reporter for the American Spectator, to write, "Throughout the campaign, Obama and his staffers have dismissed any scrutiny of his views on Israel with a blend of outrage and sarcasm, as if his record of support for Israel is so extensive, so undeniable, that anybody who raises doubts about his actual views is launching an inquisition." Still, Klein observed, "As is the case with most issues, Obama is such a blank slate, has such a thin public record, that voters are forced to parse his statements, sift through his past, and examine those he chooses to associate with to get a better sense of his underlying philosophy." An exchange of barbs ensued between the Obama and McCain campaigns, but on May 9, 2008, McCain could well feel vindicated on the issue when an Obama Middle East advisor, Robert Malley, was forced to sever ties with the Obama campaign when the Times of London confirmed Malley had been holding a series of previously undisclosed private meetings with the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Malley said his talks were related to his work for the International Crisis Group, a conflict resolution think tank where Malley works. Malley also claimed that his talks with Hamas had no connection with his position on Obama's Middle East Advisory Council. This was another story Aaron Klein cracked, first writing an expose at WorldNet Daily on January 29, 2008. Klein focused on opinion articles that Malley had co-authored with Hussein Agha, a former advisor to the late Palestinian Authority President Yasser Arafat, urging Israeli dialogue with Hamas and blasting Israel for numerous policies Malley says harm the Palestinian cause. Klein noted that Hamas's official charter still calls for the murder of Jews and the destruction of Israel. The disclosures forced Malley's resignation from Obama's Middle East Advisory Council. To explain Malley's departure, Ben LaBolt, yet another Obama spokesman, used a familiar Obama technique when confronted with the politically inconvenient views of close associates. LaBolt simply denied Malley played any formal role in the campaign. Randy Shinneman, McCain's foreign policy chief, responded, "Perhaps because of his inexperience, Senator Obama surrounds himself with advisors that contradict his stated policy." On May 12, 2008, Jeffrey Goldberg published an interview on Atlantic.com with Obama in which he asked about the Ahmed Youssef endorsement. Obama said, "I think what is going on there is the same reason why there are some suspicions of me in the Jewish community." He then commented, "We don't do nuance well in politics, and especially don't do it well on Middle Eastern policy." Then Obama admitted, "It's conceivable that there are those in the Arab world who say to themselves, this is a guy who spent some time in the Muslim world, has a middle name of Hussein, and appears more worldly and has called for talks with people. So he is not going to be engaging in the same sort of cowboy diplomacy as George Bush, and that's something they're hopeful about." What Obama said, in effect, was that the Hamas endorsement made sense to him. 2 days later, Hamas sources, speaking on condition of anonymity, told Aaron Klein the terror group was strongly considering issuing an official statement claiming it does not endorse any U.S. presidential candidates, and the remarks made by Youssef were misunderstood. Clearly, Hamas wanted Obama to win so badly that the organization was contemplating